This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run. It's our weekly take on all things property related, and I'm Wong Xiaoning. Recently, there has been a landmark Court of Appeal decision that has affected all strata title owners of mixed development. So joining us today on the show is Andrew Wong, a member of the Conveyancing Practice Committee of the Malaysian Bar Council, who will help us understand the implication of this very important ruling, because it affects as much as 30% of Malaysians today. Welcome to the show, Andrew. Okay, let's start with a little bit of history. Now, what's the history of share units and how does it apply in the strata development? How did this arise?
The Malaysian strata scheme actually was first introduced in Peninsular Malaysia sometime in January 1996 by the National Land Code. So at that time, the ownership of a unit in a building held a subsidiary title. But over time, apartments and condominiums have become immensely popular with developers and the purchasing public. So to overcome the ineffectiveness and inequities of provisions in the National Land Code, the Strata Titles Act 1985 was introduced to replace the provisions under the NLC. Our concept of strata scheme is modelled along the lines of strata scheme in New South Wales and Singapore. And the Strata Titles Act was first introduced the share units in the strata scheme for three purposes. Firstly, to determine charges to be paid to the management corporation. Secondly, to determine quantum of undivided share of each strata owner in the common property. For example, if you are a strata owner of a unit with 100 share units, and the total share units of the development area is, say, for example, 10,000 share units. So this means that the strata owner will own 100 divided by 10,000 undivided share of the common property. Okay, and also the third reason is in a case of termination of subdivision, for example, a building is totally destroyed, you know, by fire or by earthquake or something like that, and it is no longer feasible to rebuild the building, you know, so the management corporation will distribute the profits to strata owners proportionately to the share units held by each strata owner. So these are the three purposes why share units were introduced.
Now, very simply, right, it means like the more share of units you own for your particular unit, then you end up paying more, right, in terms of the fees?
Yeah, essentially, that is the case. But it is important for your listeners to note that a strata scheme is essentially a building or blocks of building, and they are erected on one lot of land. You know, that has been subdivided into individual units, each to be held under a separate strata title. So when you buy a unit in a strata scheme, you not only own that individual unit, you also share ownership of all areas outside your unit and outside all other units. And these areas are known as the common property. Common property, for example, can include a swimming pool, the gym, the gardens, the driveways, lifts and lobbies, corridors, the roofs, staircases and stairwells, and the external wall of your unit. You know, when you buy a unit of an apartment, as far as the external wall is concerned, you only own half the wall. Half the wall is in your internal unit. The other half of the wall is common property. So that's why management corporations or management bodies have to repaint the exterior wall over a period of 5 or 6 years or things like that, depending on their budget. Because you share ownership of common property, you must share in the costs and maintenance to maintain and keep the common property in good and working condition. For example, if you own a landed property, you know, if you need to change the bulbs, you need to change the roof. So if you are staying in a strata scheme, all these things have to be maintained, and you have to share in the contribution, in the cost and expenses to maintain this this property.
Now, we know that the Strata Management Act of 2013 provides the amount of charges payable by the strata owners, saying that it will be determined by share of units. But actually, what is the formula for this share of units then?
In Malaysia, basically, there were two formulas. The formula used before 2015, known as the KPTG Guidelines 2008, as stated by article, and the formula used after 2015. Because 2015, the formula is contained in the respective states' strata title rules and also in the first schedule of the Strata Management Act. The formula in the strata title rules and the first schedule are similar, but they are to be used under different circumstances. So as far as the formula in the latest formula is concerned, weightage factors are being taken into consideration. For example, what is your type of parcel? Are you a residential parcel or a retail parcel or a car park parcel? And whether there's air conditioning in the common areas of corridors, lobbies, and foyers. If there are no air conditioning, less weightage factor will be given to your unit. And if you have air conditioning in common areas, more weightage factors will be given to your unit. And taking all these weightage factors into consideration, generally, a residential unit will be assigned less share units than a commercial unit.
And now there was a recent Court of Appeal decision in October, right? And what is the significance of this decision in the Mohammad Nazri Mohammad versus JMB Menara Raja Wali and Anor case? Tell us, how important is this?
Menara Raja Wali case is extremely important to purchasers of units in a strata scheme which comprise a mixed development. Okay, mixed development strata schemes are very, very popular now all over Malaysia. When I say mixed development, I mean on one lot of land, the developer will construct, usually it's a commercial complex below, and one office tower, for example, and then two residential blocks. And they all are constructed on one lot of land. So when you have one lot of land, you will have one common property. And when a purchaser of a residential unit, for example, buy a unit in this mixed development, they not only own that unit, they also own a share in the common property, in all common property that is on that lot of land. So in the Menara Raja Wali case, the dispute was over residential and retail units and car park units. What happened in that case is that the residential and retail units were made to pay, I think, $2.80 per share unit. But car park units pay about $1.68 per share unit. So when share units are assigned for the residential component, the weightage factor, because the residential component had air conditioning to common areas and they have the benefit of lifts, so the weightage factor was 1.15 multiplied by the area of the parcel. Okay, whereas for the car park without air conditioning, I mean, car parks don't have air conditioning, but with the benefit of lifts, the weightage factor applied was 0.65. 1.15 versus 0.65. In other words, less weightage factors were already considered when share units were assigned to the car park. Now, if that is the case, then one flat rate should apply, because the car park units has already taken into consideration less weightage factors. And if you allow car park units to pay less per share unit, that means you are giving them a double discount.
Yeah, it seemed rather inequitable, right?
Yeah, it's not equitable, because the equitableness of the whole matter is already taken into consideration in the weightage factors.
Yeah, in the share of units at the onset already.
Yes, correct.
Okay, we'll be back with more after these messages. Stay with us, BFM 89.9.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to The Property Show on The Morning Run. I'm Wong Xiaoning, and with me here today is Andrew Wong, member of the Conveyancing Practice Committee of the Malaysian Bar Council. And he is here to talk about the recent landmark court ruling, which I want to do a little bit more discussion on. So now with this ruling, does it mean that there will be only one single rate of charges for all types of parcels? So it's a flat rate regardless of whether it's commercial, car park or residential within one development?
Yes, that will be in accordance with the provisions of the Act as far as a joint management body is concerned. But the Strata Management Act, in a separate provision when the MC comes into existence, allows the management corporation to determine different rates for significantly different users. That is only applicable to the management corporation and not to the joint management body. Now, the Court of Appeal decision, I'm in total agreement with the Court of Appeal decision in that Parliament did not intend the joint management body to empower the joint management body to determine different rates for various reasons. As I've stated in my article, one of the basic reasons is the GMB, it must be borne in mind that the GMB is only for a very short interim period. The GMB will be dissolved, no longer exists when the management corporation come into existence.
But Andrew, in Malaysia, some of the issues we face is that these GMBs seem to go on and on and on, right? Some owners never get their titles. There's no management committee formed for years.
Correct. In the older cases, some of the GMB will face this problem, but I think that the authorities ought to set up a specific task force to address all these issues. To me, if a GMB is in existence for more than maybe 2-3 years after it has been established, there's something wrong already. Something wrong in the sense that nobody has applied for the strata titles in order for the management corporation to come into existence. Now, this matter has been addressed in terms of residential units, because in 2015, with amendments to the Housing Development Act and regulations, a developer of a residential unit now cannot deliver vacant possession of a unit to a purchaser unless the strata title has been issued. Okay? This is the new regime now. And with that, there will be no more GMBs to be formed. And if you are unable to deliver vacant possession, then within the prescribed period, then you have the developer have to start paying liquidated damages for late delivery.
But does this, you said this only applies to residential developments?
Yes.
What happens for some buyers who buy mixed development?
Commercial purchasers, there is currently, there is no law to regulate sale of commercial property. Basically, for the reason that I think the government thinks that, you know, purchasers of commercial property are more savvy, you know, they know more about their rights and duties and obligations. The intention of the government, especially the Ministry of Housing and Local Government, is to protect purchasers of residential units. But I understand that in the pipeline, sale of commercial properties will similarly be regulated, and we hope so by next year.
There must have been cases in the past where there was abuse, right? Since essentially when you control the GMB, you could then control the amount paid for each type of share of units, isn't it?
Yes, correct. As I've said earlier, the more share units you have, the more you pay. The more you pay, the more voting rights you have. Okay? Now, in many mixed developments, the developers will have a substantial portion of what we call unsold units. Okay? Now, in respect of these unsold units, the developer is required to pay charges. But because they have so many unsold units, they have the voting rights. You know? And when they have the voting rights, they can determine the decisions to be made by the joint management body or by the management corporation. And if they use their voting rights to say that, look, I own all these car park parcels, and I propose that the car park parcels pay a lesser charge than the residential parcel, then it will be open to such abuse.
But in the meantime, right, Andrew, do you advise all owners to look at their bills more carefully with regards to the building and see what they are actually paying for per share of unit and whether they are fairly being charged?
Correct, correct.
And what is recourse? To go back to the GMB, if that's not the case, if they're not paying the same rate as everyone else?
Yes, yes. In fact, purchasers of strata owners in the strata scheme first must determine that their charges are determined in accordance with share units. Okay? Xiao Ning, I can tell you something. There are many, many development areas where people are not aware of this law. There are many developers who either do not know how to read or do not understand what they read. You know? They still continue to charge maintenance charges in accordance with per square feet. So, if I'm a strata owner, the first thing I need to do is, how are my charges determined? You know, I'm paying about 445 ringgit a month. How is my share determined? Is it in accordance with share unit? And I would advise strata owners to make every effort to attend all the general meetings or extraordinary general meetings of the GMB or of the management corporation so that you can participate. You know, you are a strata owner. The law gives you a right to participate in the decisions to be made by the management body. And you must exercise this right. Don't forget, you not only own the unit that you have purchased, you also have a share of the common property, and you are paying maintenance charges for this common property, and you must know how much is being paid, how much is being paid for the security guards, you know, is it a fair sum, how much are you paying to the property managers, how much are you paying for the landscaping contractor, etc., etc. So you are paying for this maintenance, and you must know what are the items they are using your money to pay, and is it in accordance with the law and things like that. That is what I would advise strata owners to do. And the recourse, of course, is you can put up a resolution at general meetings to determine matters that were wrongly decided, or you can take your grievance to the Strata Management Tribunal, which is a special tribunal set up under the Strata Management Act to resolve all these disputes between parcel strata owners and the management bodies, or dispute between the strata owners and the developers, or dispute between one strata owner and another strata owner.
Okay, on that note, thank you very much for your time because that's all the time today we have for the Property Show. That was Andrew Wong, member of the Conveyancing Practice Committee of the Malaysian Bar Council. We have the 10 a.m. news bulletin coming up after next, followed by Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.